Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
My dear beloved, this is Sister Powell calling from Kingston, Jamaica, and I am so grateful that I am here and thank God that God had placed our sister to join. And the word said we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning our Lord's will, is in the midst. So we thank God this evening for the Holy Spirit to be in our midst. So we are going to start in praying, my dear beloved. Father, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. We want to thank you for the privilege of prayer. We want to thank you for your mercies that endure ever to everlasting and forever. We want to thank you, dear Father, for waking us up and we are in our right mind. We want to thank you for your love of providing with your mercies, food, shelter, clothing, peace of mind, and to study your words. We want to thank you. And now, my dear Heavenly Father, we are asking you to fill each one of us here who is on the line. And our family members, we ask you, Lord, for strength. If there is no other time we need your strength, we need it now. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, thank God that he has spared our life again to see another brand new day, right? And the brand new day is what we have to say, my dear beloved, coming up near and near. Today is Thursday, so a brand new day is here with us, the Sabbath, right? Preparation. So we just want to give God thanks for his blessing. So we are going to open the line and ask for a scripture passage. If you are able to read the first scripture passage right in front of me here, I would like you to read Genesis 1, 29 and the last part of 30. If you can, if you cannot, but just a few of us on the line, and my dear beloved, I'm not going to wait. We're going to continue God's business. Amen. Are you hearing Sister Leola? 225? Your line is open. Like I open it. Yeah. 225, 327, your line is open.
Amen. I can hear you now. First of all, I want to give thanks to my Father, which art in heaven. And I want to praise my Savior, who gave me the peace and understanding that I can be able to get on this prayer line, and for what all he have done in our lives. And I want to thank the Father for the Holy Spirit, as he has sent it out to all, and for giving us his word. And now I will begin reading. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. So let me read, as Sister Power gives me, Genesis chapter 1, 29, and the last part of 30. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And the last part of 30, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for reading for us. And I know that we are so thankful to the Lord that he gave us every herb, both for meat and for yielding. God is so good. So our second scripture passage is taken from John 1, 3 John 1 to 2, and it also reads, encouragement and reproof, right? The elder unto the well-beloved Gallus, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thou soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth, that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear when my children walk in the truth. My dear Sister Leola on the line, the Lord, he is telling us that he has no greater joy than when he heard our Sister Leola, Sister Powell, and the team all walk in the truth. And the truth is for us to go out, my dear beloved, and share God's true message, medical missionary work, you know, help the sick, the needy, and also to present the truth in the everlasting gospel in what again, Revelation 14, 6 to 12. He said, here is the patient of the saint, here are they that keep the commandment of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ. And the truth is, dear, my dear Sister Leola, that a lot of people out there do not know the truth, and some do not want to hear and to learn about the truth. But we are thankful to God that he has given us this little remnant, the truth, so that we can go out there to witness to others and to draw them closer and closer to him. All right? And the last scripture passage, my dear beloved, as the Lord said it, search the scripture line by line, precept by precept, and there we will get more understanding about the truth. All right, so I'm going to read Revelation 22, 1 to 2. It's stated here, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruits every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation." My dear sister, as we read and we saw and we heard all what God has promised us, his children, and if we are faithful, Sister Leola, on this line, we know that we will be able to enjoy some of the fruit of the tree, Sister Leola, and that we will enjoy it to the best of our ability. So we want to thank God this evening, Health Reform Thursday, that Irish people can come on this line to give God the praise and to bring honor and glory to him. And as is Health Thursday, my dear beloved, we here first have the Lord has given us 8 amazing steps, my dear Sister Leola. We are on the line, so we're going to share and then after, you know, 8 amazing steps with nutrition, right? You said, eat healthy food, right? You said, did you know that at every beginning, God told people exactly what to eat for option, right? He said, health. He said, I, as Sister Leola just read a while ago, Genesis 1:22, it just said, he said, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yielded seed to you, it shall be for food. So we are not saying something or talking something that God did not told us to do. So God told us, and this is the instruction that God wants us to carry out. It also, with the 8 laws of health, my dear, the good food, he said, a diet of natural fruits and grain and vegetables can prevent and even reverse today lifestyle diseases such as obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and more, right? So if we eat a healthy life, it told us here that we can avoid all these diseases. Then, my dear, we have water, right? And right, you know, we're taking it maybe not the same way. We drink water. It said, I give you water. I give water to give drink to my people. Isaiah 43:20. Did you know that nearly 60% of the human body is water? That's good clue that H2O is the essential for your health. Staying hydrated with improved circulation and rid your body of dangerous toxin. So, my dear beloved, important thing, let us avoid the sweet water, right? He gave us pure, clean water. And the water that he promised us is the water of life that will flow within us, and that our body will not get dry, and it will not dry for thirst, because the Holy Spirit is there to guide and to lead us. When we get some sunshine, my dear, that's the 8 amazing facts. And we know what sunshine is said. The sky above proclaims God's handiwork. Remember Psalms 19:1? Did you know that 90% of Americans don't get enough vitamin D, which is essential for healthy cells and bones, right? So we do not get enough sunshine. We do not get enough sunshine. Try to get at least 30 minutes of direct sunshine three days a week. And if you have a darker complexion, you probably more need a little more, right? Be sure to talk with your doctor. Then we have air, right? We need to breathe fresh air, right? Breathe came into them and they live, as Ezekiel 37:10. Clean quality of air is vital in your body over all health. Breathing fresh air will help your cell function better and you will feel invigorated too. So we need to do fresh air. Yes, my dear beloved. So as we have been reading all these wonderful things that God has given unto us, my dear, he gave us water, let you see. I think few more is there that he gave us, right? With the water. Then exercise. My dear beloved, exercise is very, very important for us, right? And if we get enough exercise, we will be able to function. So let me see. Exercise, she guides herself with strength. Proverbs 31:17. Get designed you to be physical active, and no matter your age or physical limitation, there is likely something you can do to increase your level of activity. So, my dear beloved Sister Powell, despite of all your age you are, there is something you can do and we can do to get to help us not to slow down, easy way, right? And everything we must do is moderation, right? I discipline my body, 1 Corinthians 9:26, from food to sleep. God wants you to fully enjoy his creation. But going overboard is equality dangerous. So God doesn't want us to go overboard. And my dear beloved, the one that we all waiting for is to get rest. We thank God for the rest that he has given unto us, our Sabbath rest, that he works 6 days and 7 days. He rests from his work and being worship. So, you know, we have to thank God for that. God is so good. He is so great to us. So let us use up all of these amazing steps, amazing health principles that we can go out and share with others. Yes, my dear beloved, again, welcome one, welcome all to Advent Thursday Health Reform Night. And now is the time that my dear beloved sisters and brother is going to share. I'm going to open the line so that you can share. And thank you all for joining. God bless. 423-635, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Good evening and happy Health Reform Thursday. This is Sister Carla calling from Tennessee. I'm just praising the Lord for a new day and thanking him and just giving him glory and praise and honor. Just a praise report. My daughter called me today, and we were just talking, and she was telling me she was reading the book of Esther, and she was, I was just baffled, and she said she fasted, and I was like, praise the Lord, because that is what we're going to have to do, you know, fast, you know, and I was just so shocked and surprised that God is hearing prayers, you know, brothers and sisters. When we pray for our children, God answers prayers. And she was asking me some questions, and I am just like, thank you, Lord, for my daughter and my son, and she's going to school and she's also working. So I just thank the Lord for blessing her and for keeping her, and that she's applying what she have learned, and she's searching the scriptures, and she's coming, getting to know God for herself as her personal savior. So that was just a joyful time for me to, you know, to hear that. And I just want to talk about radiation. I was listening to something about radiation, and we know we have to, you know, it's hard at times, but we have to avoid these things, especially using our phone. We're getting radiation, and a way to use it is not, you know, put it close to your ears or put it on your body. You know, some people put it in their pockets. Ladies, they put it in their, you know, in their bras, unfortunately, or in your front pockets or back pockets. Those things are not good because it'll cause cancer in those regions, those areas of the body. So the best thing is to, you know, use your speaker or earphone to speak on your phone, and less usage is best. And also when you're charging it, it's not good to use it while it's being charged, because I think it's 200 times more radiation is being emitted from it. So it's best to not speak, use it while it's being charged, and not to keep it near to your head when you're sleeping, or keep it in the same room when you're sleeping. It's best to keep it outside. And there's some food and things that we can take to protect us or from radiation and from cancer. And this is bladderwort. Bladderwort. It's a good herb to take, you know, put it in a smoothie, in your soup or your salad or your cereal, bladderwort. And also broccoli is good to eat, and cilantro is also good in your food. And also if you make a flu bomb, you can put cilantro in there, and also charcoal. Those things are good to protect us from radiation and cancer. So I just thank the Lord for his blessing, his mercy, his love, and just him as a God who loves us and prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So thank you again, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. Amen. 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 If you're speaking, you're on mute, Sister Powell.
Amen. 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 Yeah, yeah. Thank you, my dear Sister Carlo, for sharing. It seems like what happened here, you know, we have bad internet connection, you know, but I just want to thank you for joining. And also those instructions about radiation and about our phone. We have a lot to learn. And my dear beloved, we want each one of us, when we are on this line and get this information, let us really take it to put it into practice, and also to share with others. So I just want to thank Sister Carla for joining. And good news. I know when we heard about our children, you know, progress with the Lord, how we felt. So I am just thankful to God that, you know, Sister Carla is giving praise. And it's not only Sister Carla alone. We are praising for Sister Carla's children, you know. Day by day, minute by minute, they are drawing closer to God. God is good, and we so sure will have them in our prayer. Thank you again for sharing. All right, is there anyone else who'd like to? Because Sister Leolam, 225, I open some line because we have not a lot of people on the line, right? Okay, so we are going to open 225-337. Your line is open. And if there is anyone who'd like to share, I'm asking our dear beloved, let us share, right? And give thanks to God. Can you check your line? Okay. All right. Open this line. 518-650, your line is open. Can you tell your name, where you're calling from?
Yes, good evening, Sister Powell.
Good evening, my dear beloved.
Today is a happy day for me. God has blessed me. Tomorrow is my retirement date. I'm so thankful and praising God and giving him all the honor, the glory due unto his holy name. Today they have a luncheon for me. Tomorrow is my retirement date. I'm happy. I'm thankful. I have worked. I just thank God because I just start to pray and talk to him. And I say, Lord, I thank you because I will have more time for you. I don't have to be waking up so early in the morning to go on the road. I will have time to stay in my house and have more time with my God. I'm so thankful and praise God. Praise God from all. Praise God. I praise God. I praise God. I praise God for everything. He's so good to me. I just want to sing a song and give him all the praise. Because he's worthy to be praised. God is my God. I love him with all my heart. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say. I hear his voice. I see his hands of mercy. I hear his voice of care. And just the time I need him, he's always there. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along my narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, today. He walks with me and he talks with me. Long last hour away, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Thank God. Lord is my shepherd.
Amen. Yeah. I will let you pray when we come to the 8 o'clock, sister. We have a lot of people here on the line, so please set out that we owe our prayer. I will ask you to pray for us.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay. 225-337, your line is open.
Okay. Okay, Sister Powell. Yes, I want to say good evening, my brothers and sisters, and I want to thank God for us being here. And I just want to share, Sister Powell and friends and family, you all know that I have upper respiratory, and I have been sick with this sinus. And I believe that was Sunday night. I laid down to go to bed, and I could not breathe. And so I had to get up because I was so exhausted. And when I got up, this is my teacher moment, Sister Powell. I just want to share this. When I got up, brothers and sisters, I got up, I said, I got to take me some Eye Bright. So everything else I had taken, I did some onion, I did the garlic, I did orange peel. I did quite a few things, you know, and I even put sage in it. But that did not stop my nose from being clogged. So when I got up and took me some Eyebright, instant, it opened my sinus. And when I laid down, I slept good. And then now my husband, that's what I was doing, Sister Fowler, Brother Ray has the sinus now. Brother Ray done picked it up. Sister McCord done picked it up. We all have it. And I'm treating him with the same thing. So I just want to give God such a shout out, a praise, a thanks, because those herbs, and I've heard, I mean, I have people that say, oh, you can take some nasal this or go to the drugstore. I said, I said, I know what's worked for me. So I do all of my herbs. I try everything I know works because this is what I've been doing for years. And I just want to thank God for his blessings for giving us these herbs. And all we have to do is practice it. And God works it out for the rest. So I just want to thank God for that. I want to thank God for my sisters and all the other things that I hear. Sister Carla, thank you for that information about radiation. I've heard about it, and I did some reading, but I didn't go in depth. So thank you, and I just thank God for this prayer line. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line,
okay.
And may God bless each and every one. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing how you was under the weather and what God has done. Help Thursday night by using the herb that he told us in Genesis and also told us in John and also told us in Revelation what he has.
How we still can't hear you. Okay, brothers and sisters, let me see if I can help Sister Powell here.
Amen. Sister Leola, her line dropped, so I pressed continue. So we're waiting for her to come back into the host queue, unless you're going into the host queue.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to do that. I was trying to help on. Okay, she's on right now. Sister Powell.
Amen.
Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you, Sister Leola, for holding my line. I'm going to pray, Sister Leola. Okay, I'm going to pray. Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you, dear Lord, for you, who you are. We have seen and we know all that is going on. But the enemy is a liar and he's a foe. We want to thank you for your faithful children who is on this line, who determined, dear Lord, to follow you. And no care what the enemy come up with, we will be here, Lord Jesus, to lift you up and to give you the praises, because all praises go to you. He doesn't want to hear of Sister Carla's children, Lord Jesus, reading your word. He doesn't want to hear of your dear daughter who was sick, Lord, that you have healed her by using the herb of the field. He doesn't want to hear Sister Barnaby sharing, giving thanks for what you have done for her, that she have not up to get up in the morning to go to work in the snow. He doesn't want to know that or hear that. But Lord, we thank you for what you have done. We are asking you this evening, Lord, pour your spirit upon each one of your children on this line. We present our men servant, dear Lord, Brother Richardson, Elder Ricardo, Hakeem James, Hakeem Burt, Brother Yudi, Brother Honeel, our young people, dear Lord, our children, our mothers, our fathers, our nieces, our nephews, our brothers, our church family, Lord Jesus, the leader, Lord, presenting the truth, sharing your word. He doesn't want to hear that. But tonight, dear Lord, we just come boldly to the throne to give you thanks and praise for all your blessing. Bless the Brother Eli, Sister Tamiko, who is our family member, Brother Eli, family member, Elder Rick, Elder Ray, and all of us, Lord, who join you, I can, we pray, Sister Stephanie, the children, and everyone, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yes, my dear beloved, I'm going to welcome again to this line, and let us give praises and bring honor to God for his goodness and his mercies endure it forever. So we open, and we just asking our brothers and sisters now, we have a full house. Let us be brief and, you know, share, give thanks to God, yeah, that everyone can be able to share their praise. 985, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I thank God for watching over us and waking us up last night. I had to fight Satan to get on his prayer line. My phone was stuck and just wouldn't work. I said, "Oh, Satan, you a lie. I ain't got that long to get on this prayer line, and I'm going to be on this prayer line. I'm going to serve the Lord. You are kidding me. Are you going to let me get on this prayer line?" And I said, "I'm going to take it loose and put it back together." So I took it loose and put it back together. And I just sit there and watch it, Finally, it went to work. I said, "Thank you, Lord." I said, "Because I know this job was a lie today. I'm sitting here waiting and waiting." So it came to work, and I said, "Thank you, Lord." And as I got on, I heard my beloved Sister Powell was talking about how the devil was. And I'm like, "Oh, problem on that end, too." I said, "I thought I was the only one." But nevertheless, he always trying, but thank God he don't let him win all the time. So I thank the Lord for us on this line, all of us that made it. I know some of us didn't prosper, but don't give up when he's doing it. Fight it till the last minute until the prayer line is up, and I thank him. So I would like to share this devotion prayer. God, it is a joy to know you. When look back on our first meeting, I remember how I was amazed and overwhelmed by you. Thank you for continuing to show up in our life. Please use these moments to give us fresh eyes so that we may continue to be amazed by you, continue to share you with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, what a wonderful we serve. We thank him for everything. I'm so glad I'm serving the Lord now, I tell you. Despite of all this sickness I'm carrying, and I'm wanting some more added on. I look like I'm just smiling and praising the Lord more. I say, "Well, Lord, despite everything, I'm just going to keep you in my mind and forget the rest. Because I know one thing, he's the good God." And when I see my nephew Jarvis in that casket, I said, "Well, we gave him a home going, and we didn't know he was leaving here when Sister Power and all came down." And I say, "Well, the funeral home giving my home going. I said, nephew, you going to God looking like a king. He was so big up. I said, he's going to God looking like a king. I said, well done. God, you don't do no wrong, though. The suffering he had, you never knew he was suffering. So God don't do no wrong. So I thank God. And I see whatever what the older people used to be saying. So I thank God, sisters and brothers. And I just do ask prayer for each and every one that's going through everything. And I just want to pray for Sister Power Mission and the Alchemist. And all my brothers and sisters on God's free ministry, pray for the United States. Amen. Here, Brother John.
Yes, Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. Yep, I want to say praise God, you know, once again on the prayer line. Thank God for that. And it was nice. It was not a really happy occasion, but Jarvis and everything, but it was good that we got together, though. Once again, I met some old sisters and brothers. Brother Richardson and his wife that came down, and really good people. And I was just a caller. She came back to Baton Rouge again, so it was nice. And the other brothers and sisters that came down, it was nice meeting them, though, in the midst of everything. It was a blessing to meet them and see some of them again. And I won't be too long. I just wanted to say that, just God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for joining and also sharing, right? Sharing the goodness of God and the praise and adoration that my dear sister is giving, knowing who Christ is. She have to shout and she have to tell it all where she goes, all around her neighborhood. So we just want to thank Brother John and Sister Brenda for growing in Christ. And my dear beloved, let us continue to lift up our one another, you know, continue to strive to be the master. God is good and he loves us so much. All right. Just be patient with me, my dear beloved. The line 843-206, your line is open.
Good evening, everyone. This is Sister Tanico from Florida, and I'm thanking everyone here for letting me come on the line this evening. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. I thank the Lord for the beautiful day he has given me today. I thank the Lord for bringing me back home safe from my doctor's appointment today, and I was able to give out some tracts and brochures about the Lord. So it was such a beautiful day. And I'm just happy again that the Lord is continually taking care of me, my family, my children. He gave my daughter a job, a new job, and he helped with the fixing of the car. God is just doing amazing and wonderful things. So I'm just so grateful. And I just want to praise his great and holy name because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's worthy to be praised. So I want to read Psalm 67, and it says, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee. O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. Verse 7 says, God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. So I'm just so grateful, and I just want to share with you my remedies, which is the balm, and I'm still using them, the fresh garlic, the cayenne pepper, fresh lemons, onions, ginger, and I also added some cloves for inflammation in your body and some turmeric for pain. So please use these remedies. These are things that I have right in my home in my cabinet, and they really help to keep your body healthy. Thank you so much for opening my line. I love you all, and God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for joining, sharing, reading the scripture, giving God the praise for what he has been doing, for what he has done for you, you know, and allowing you to go travel, doctor's appointment, reach back home safely, provide a job for your daughter, and, you know, your family and yourself is giving praise to God. God is so good. His mercies endure it, my dear beloved, forever. And his praises go right up to heaven because he is there to help, to keep, to guide, to protect us, and to keep us safe. All right. I hope I'm not drop again. All right. 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, my beloved. How you do, beloved, Sister Powell? God is good. He's merciful, God. He's the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. I want to say hallelujah, Sister Powell. He's worthy to be praised. I like to thank God for his love and his mercy because he is good. He's merciful, God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. I have a prayer request today, Sister Powell. My prayer request today, Sister Power, is to pray for my mom. I'm praying for my mom at this moment, Sister Power. Sister Power, I'm praying for Sister Sabrina in prayer. I'm lifting up Sister Sabrina in prayer, Sister Power. Sister Sabrina needs your prayer, Sister Power. And Sister Power, please lift up Sister Janelle in prayer. Her name is Sister Janelle. Start with a J. J-A-N-E-L. L-E, Sister Janelle, and Sister Powell, I invite her on the prayer line, so don't forget to lift her up in prayer, too. Her name is Sister Janelle, and she is new on the prayer line, so don't forget to tell Sister Destinelli to lift her up in prayer. And Sister Powell, please continue to pray for Brother Anthony Freeman, because Sister Powell, my dear sister, I don't know what is going on with Brother Anthony, Sister Powell, but God knows. God knows everything, Sister Powell. Brother Anthony Freeman, Sister Powell. Sister Powell, he give the Holy Bible to someone else. But Sister Powell, he needs a lot. He needs a lot of prayer because Sister Powell is not reading. He's not reading the Word of God. And Sister Powell, he needs the Lord. He needs prayer,
yes,
Brother Anthony Freeman.
Yes,
and may God bless you all. Amen.
Yes, Brother Eli. Brother Eli, thank you for coming. Thank you for joining. Thank you for caring for those individuals. Anthony asked for a Bible and you gave it to him. I know you gave him that Bible with love and joy in your heart so that you'd read it. He took it and he gave it away. Brother Eli, you do your best, you know. You do your best. You know, you evangelize with him and he rejects you. He rejects the word. It's not you, Anthony, reject. You reject the word and Jesus, right? So all you have to do, my dear beloved, just leave him in the hands of the Lord. Just leave him, right? And you, as the Lord said, dust your foot, the dust from your feet, and go at another brother, another sister, and share, right? And please, Brother Eli, just leave it in the hands of God. God is able. And we will also pray for Janelle and the team that you have been praying for. But you do your best, right? You have been faithful to those individuals by sharing the word, giving them the word, and they rejected you. So you just have to, you know, move on, my dear beloved, and trust God, okay? God loves you very much. Go at another door and, you know, another heart, and God is able to do all things for you, right? So, Brother Eli, God is able. Yes, my dear beloved, I am going to open the line. Is there anyone else on the line who did not share? you can press number one and open the line for dear sister to do the prayer, general prayer for us. And also, yes, to Sister Barnaby, you know, 518-640. I'm asking, please, if you can be half of us, you know, to do our prayer, general prayer, pray for each and every one of us. My name, you may not be able to call the names, but family, Sister Leola and family, you know, Sister Leola mourning and the family's mourning. That this time, Sister Carla and her family, her two children, what God have been working through her children's heart, that they are studying the word, Brother Eli, praying for Anthony Freeman and Janelle, and also his mother and all of us. Brother Ray, you know, praying for his co-worker and family member. Sister Brenda and Brother John is giving praises and honor to God for what God has done for them. Pray for the grandchildren. Also pray for Brother Richardson and Sister Richardson, Sister Tamiko and her family, Sister Stephanie and family, Sister Powell and family. Our church, my dear, the Adventist, Seventh-day Adventist Church, ask you to lift them up in prayer. So I'm going to ask Sister Barnaby if she can pray. Your line is open, 518-650. Your line is open.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, I come before you this evening. Nothing in my hands I bring, O God, but simply to you I come, unworthy and holy and done nothing good. But God, because of your grace and your mercy, I am here. Father, thank you for all you have been doing in my life, O God. I'm asking you, if there's anything in me that is unlike you, rebuke, remove, and destroy it as I pray on behalf of your people, so that my prayer may come up to your sweet incense, O God, and your blessing may come down. Lord, you see all those names that Sister Powell called a while ago, Jesus. You know, you see, you understand, oh God. You are everywhere at the same time, listening, protecting, guiding, shielding, oh God. You are the greatest physician. You are the sympathizing Jesus. There is nothing too hard for you, oh God, and there is nothing you cannot do. As we come before you, sinful as we are, you are God. You forgive us of our sins, O God. You wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, all of us on the prayer line who partake on this prayer line, O God, you know our name, you know our nature, you know all our families. We put them before you tonight in a special way. We are asking you to build a net around them, O God. Father, keep them from the enemy. The enemies have brought your people like a raving lion, trying to devour us, but God, in the name of Jesus Christ, he's a loser. He cannot win. He have to go. Keep us free so that we can serve you in spirit and in truth and get the blessing that you have in store for us, because we need the blessing, God. We love you. Lord, we adore you. We magnify you. We praise you. We exalt you and we lift you up, because we know you are God, and you wish above all things that all of us should prosper and be in good health. And you wish that all of us should come to repentance, O God, so that we may be saved in your kingdom. Lord, thank you for what you have been doing in all of us' life. Keep us safe, O God. Keep us from all harms and all danger. Wherever we go, we are asking you to be our guide, be our shield, be our strength. Help us, O God, to be Christians, O God, to be loving, to be holy, to be thankful. Lord, help us to be like Jesus. Wash us and cleanse us. Anoint us, purify us, O God. Touch every member in our body. Anoint us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Create in us clean heart and renew right spirit within us. Almighty God, cast us not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation, and uphold us with your free spirit. Lord, Use our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. We are depending on you, God. Heavenly Father, help us to trust in you with all our heart and to lean not unto our own understanding. But in all our ways, O God, help us to acknowledge you, because you are a good God and you will direct us in every situation and everywhere we turn, everywhere we go. Lord, you do not want us to be lost, so you will cover us with your mighty right hand. Father Jesus, our faith look up to you tonight, the Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear us as we pray, dear God, take all our guilt away. Oh, let us from this day be wholly thine. Oh, God, heal the sick, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive and freely you give. Oh, Jesus, oh, God, have mercy. Take over, Lord. Lead the way, guide the way, protect the way. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, thank you for what you have been doing, what you're doing now, what you continue to do. What we fail of asking, you fail not to grant it unto us. But let your shine, light shine before us and upon us so that others can see you shining in us and come to know you as Lord and Savior. Thank you for everything, Lord. What you are doing, what you're doing now, and what you continue to do. I beg and I ask, Lord, as the speaker comes on, I put the speaker into your hand. Let nothing the speaker say come straight from your throne. God, please anoint him. Please purify him. Please cleanse him and give him word to speak so that heart may be blessed and souls may be watered, O God, so that we may make it to see you when you come. I thank you and I praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, with thanksgiving, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for the praying for each and every one of us. If we don't need a prayer, we need it now, my dear beloved. And I haven't seen the speaker yet on. I have my Sister Stephanie was coming down with her throat problem. I tried to get her, but I didn't get her. But God is so good. We know that he's always on time, and we thank God for his word. So we are going to ask the speaker if he's on the line or come to speak, willing to speak. Can you press number one? So we will go in to another word of prayer. Father, we come to you once more to give you thanks for your prayer that reach up to you. And for our brothers and sisters who join here, we want to thank you for this wonderful moment that we can spend time in your word. As you have given your word, your truth in the word of God about the things that we are supposed to be using and to put into our body for us to have a healthy body where we can go out evangelizing to the world, Lord, we just want to thank you for that and help us, dear Lord, that we will carry out your truth. Has it have been told, dear Father, that you have from creation before we was born, right? You have created us in the image and likeness of you, and you gave us every provision that we should have and use, utilize, and to share with others. And we thank you for those who words get responded, and those who reject and some accepted. So we just want to ask you to help us that we will be the faithful few where we will go and share your words to the dying world. We ask you to bless each one of us again and help us to have a healthy body. And as we have our dear sister Carla, who are presenting these quotes week upon week on to us here on our farm here, I love to read it because, you know, she went through and she got these wonderful quotes. just for the time and the subject that we are in, and he placed it there. So we have here Health Reform Thursday, and it's so read, as those who have been cleansed and sanctified through a knowledge of Bible truth engage heartily in the work of soul salving. So our work, my dear beloved, is self-serving, saving. They will become indeed a savior of life unto life, and a daily they drink of the inexhaustible fountain of grace and knowledge, and they will find that their own hearts are filled with overflowing with the spirit of their master, and that through their unselfish ministry, many are benefited physically, mentally, and spiritually. The weary are refreshed, my dear beloved. The sick restored to health, my dear beloved. And the sin burden relieved. In far off country, thanksgiving is heard from the lips of those who are turned from the service of sin into righteousness. So, my dear beloved, our heart, right, move with the Holy Spirit, right? And we are so thankful and so grateful to God that God promised us, right, good, healthy body, a body. So we are asking our speaker, if they're on the line now, you know, can you press number one that I can open your line? All right, my dear beloved, if I don't get any response, I haven't seen any new face, I haven't seen any line, as one line. You know, every line is hope, hop. Let I go and check for myself, because I don't want to miss out anyone, my dear beloved, who would like to share. So before we come on now, I am going, Sister Leola says she wanted a song before the message coming. I haven't seen Brother Richardson, 985, right? His number is not there. All right? So I'm going to open the line, my dear beloved, for Sister Leola going to present the song before we present a reading. 225-337. Sister Leola, your line is open for you to present the song that you want before we go into this reading of the sermon, the message.
Oh, yes, yes. Amen, amen. We can do, I'm pressing on the upper way. Okay, let's do this. I'm pressing on the upper way. New height I'm gaining every day. Still as I'm on the upward bound, Lord, plant our feet on higher ground. Lord, lift us up and we shall stand by faith on heaven's favors land. A higher plane that I have found, Lord, plant our feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan dart at me or hurl. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of faith on higher ground. Lord, lift us up and we shall stand by faith on heaven's tables land. A higher plane that I have found, Lord, plant our feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But I still pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift us up and I shall stand on heaven's tables land. a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant our feet on higher ground. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister
amen.
Powell, for putting my
line. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola. I know each one of us giving praise to God tonight because we want God to lift us up on higher ground. We want the Lord to plant our feet on higher ground. And as we listen to that song, my dear beloved, it allows us that we have to go to the Lord and strive and strive for that height that you want to place us in. So we here, and I'm going to open the line, my dear beloved. Our speaker is on, so we give God thanks. So the next voice you will hear is your speaker. And I'm asking you to get your notebook, your pen, and your paper, your King James Version Bible, and the Minister of Healing, so that you will be able to take some notes. Thank you. 240-988, your line is open.
Good evening, beloved. It is a blessing to be here with you all. Please pray for me. It's been a rough, trying week, but you know, hey, we know that God is still in control. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity to come before your people. Lord, you know everything. You know what transpired, but I have hope. I have joy. I have peace, knowing that I'm under your wings, knowing that you are our fortress. You are our strength, and I pray that the message that you have today is going to be one that will be moving to our soul and to our heart so that we can have a desire to be more like you, Lord. We bless your name, ask you for forgiveness of anything that we have done that is not in line with you. We pray that you will give us a double portion of your Holy Spirit for each and every person that is on the line and that is hearing my voice. Lord, I pray that you will touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, whatever they stand in need of. I pray that you will give it to them so that they will be able to be more like you, to do what you have called us to do. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. And so it's just, as I said before, it's always a blessing to come on the line. You know, at first it's just like, you know, just it's very tiring, not coming on the line, but just with everything that you're doing, your mundane life, doing this for work and everything like that, and it becomes draining. But I can say whenever I realize, and it is the time for me to come to be able to do, you know, I was talking to one of my coworkers that I work with, and she said, oh, my goodness, you sound sleepy. And I said to her, she was like, you going to bed? And I was like, no, I have to do, you know, an Advent Life ministry, a help message. I have to present tonight. And so, you know, she was like, but you sound so tired, so exhausted. But whenever I'm on the line, I'm telling you, I get rejuvenated. So I thank God for his power, right, that he bestowed upon us as well. And so I'm going in now. I'm in actually the unemployed and the homeless, the unemployed and the homeless. And I know that there's a scripture that, you know, I mean, you could find it. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you what it entails. And so there's a scripture where there was an encounter where someone went to Jesus and they wanted to enter, right? And he says, depart from me, I know you not. And the person was perturbed. They were like, what are you talking about? And so, you know, Jesus, and I'm paraphrasing, okay? And so the conversation started where, you know, Jesus said, you know, when I was naked, you did not clothe me. When I was hungry, you didn't feed me, right? When I needed somewhere to stay, you didn't provide for me, right? Is that us, right? Can we fall in that category where we're saying we are so connected with God, however, we do not assist the least among us. Amen? And so this is where we're going to go in. It says the unemployed and the homeless. okay? I'm on page 197, and I'm looking at life's best things. What are life's best things? I know when I was growing up, there's a lot of attention that is given to what they say, diamonds are girls' best friend, right? Life's best things. But do we need a diamond to survive? Absolutely not, right? But we need to be connected to the hem of our the garment of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so it says, men and women have hardly begun to understand the true object of life. I'm going to read that again. Men and women have hardly begun to understand the true object of life, as this is the Advent Light Health Ministry. Thursday night is the health. We're focusing on health, the right arm of the gospel. And I'm telling you, beloved, I am so thankful for the natural remedy. I know last week I told you I was not able to thank God for Brother Richardson, who's always willing to come on and to be the speaker. And he presented such a great presentation last week, right, about us being temperate and about us being careful and mindful what we're putting in our bodies. I heard him talk about as I was coming down with the sniffle, the environment and things that, you know, as I said before, the eight doctors that makes house calls, I had actually opened up myself a little bit for the simple fact that I was not going to bed at the time that I was supposed to go to bed. So that resting is crucial, right? So that wears your immune system down as well, because your body needs that REM. Your body needs to go into that sleep pattern where you're able to replenish, you're able to restore your body. And so I heard him talk about that and being in an environment where, you know, it might have different allergens and different things that I might be allergic to. But I'm telling you, I was very diligent. I did some aggressive hydrotherapy, one. I did the lemongrass. We call it fever grass and the elderberry. I mixed it. I had lemon in it. I did a couple of neti pot treatments. I did clove and lemon, the lemon grass extract with onion peels and orange peel, and I put it on the water and I made it come to a boil. I put my head over it, and I'm telling you, I am feeling so much better. I did the onions, I did, you know, the balm, the ginger and the garlic and the lemon. I was just doing that. I was drinking my soup with my turmeric, and I'm telling you, my body feels much better, right? My voice is a little bit raspier. That's just because the weather changed, but I feel so much better by using these homemade remedies. Did not have to take any medication, but I did the natural remedy. I had some, you know, bay leaf with the pimento that was soaking in the alcohol and all of that stuff. And so we have a lot of different remedies, right, that we, homeopathic remedies that we can use to give our bodies resolve. Am I saying that I'm curing anybody? No, that's the disclaimer. What I'm saying is that these are things that I've utilized to be able to give me some resolution. So I thank God for that. And so I continue. It says, they are attracted by glitter and show. How many of us love the fancy, smancy stuff? Is that what life is about? They are ambitious for worldly preeminence. To this, the true aims of life are sacrificed. Life's best things, simplicity, honesty, truthfulness, purity, integrity, cannot be bought or sold. These sound like some fruit of the spirit, right? What are life's best things? Simplicity, honesty, truthfulness, purity, integrity. Do you do what you're supposed to do when no one is looking? They are as free to the ignorant as to the educated, to the humble laborer as to the honored statesman. For everyone, God has provided pleasure that they may be enjoyed by rich and poor alike. The pleasure found in cultivating pureness of thought and unselfishness of action. The pleasure that comes from speaking sympathizing words and doing kindly deeds. From those who perform such service, the light of Christ shines to brighten lives darkened by many shadows. God will give success. God will give success. Are you looking for success? Who are you looking for success from? While helping the poor in temporal things, keep always in view their spiritual needs. Let your own life testify to the Savior's keeping power. Let your character reveal the high standard to which all may attain. Teach the gospel in simple object lessons. Let everything with which you have to do be a lesson in character building. I'm going to read that again. Teach the gospel in simple object lessons. Let everything, let everything with which you have to do be a lesson in character building. In the humble round of toil, the very weakest, the most obscure may be workers together with God and may have the comfort of his presence and sustaining grace. They are not to weary themselves with busy anxieties and needless cares. Let them work on from day to day, accomplishing faithfully the task that God providence assigns, and he will care for them, he says. In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 6, Amplified Revised Version, 4, verse 7. The Lord's care is over all his creature. The Lord's care is over all his creatures. He loves them all and makes no difference except that he has the most tender pity for those who are called to be your life's heaviest burdens. Yesterday, the world, I think pretty much the world, right, was celebrating what? Valentine's Day. However, we are able to love. Why? Because Christ loved us first every single day, right? So we are to show love to individuals every single day. Amen? Why? Because Jesus Christ first loved us. Amen? For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, okay, to die on our behalf. It says, the Lord's care is over all his creatures. He loves them all and makes no difference, except that he has the most tender pity for those who are called to be a life harvest burden. God's children must meet trials and difficulties. I've been going through some trials, man. I'm telling you, if you're either you're not coming out of trial, you might be going in a trial, or you might be in a trial currently. Amen. The enemy is relentless, but we know that God is victorious and will be victorious in our situation because he's never going to give us more than we can manage. We continue. It says God's children must meet trials and tribulations, right? You know that the olive cannot give you that nice olive oil unless it goes through that pressure, that press, right, to be able to excrete that oil. The same is true for diamond, right? Diamond has to go through those pressures so that it can become flawless. That's what God has to do for us, right? He has to allow the trials and the tribulation so that we can go through. We can peel off our selfishness, our ego, surrender to God so that he can do his will within our life. So we continue. It says, God's children must meet trials and difficulties, but they should accept their lot with a cheerful spirit, remembering that for all that the world neglects to bestow, God himself will make up to them in the best of favors. Find a scripture. There's a scripture, right? Which one is it? Rejoice in time of trouble, right? I have joy. It's in John. I can't remember it verbatimly. I'm going through brain fog right now. But it says, in all things, give thanks and rejoice for all things. It's one of Sister Leola's favorites. So I know when we get to the end, she'll be able to share it with us. Amen. It says, in all things, find joy. I don't know. It's coming to me in bits and pieces, but it's going to come. All right. God himself will make up for them in the best of favors. It is when we come into difficult places that he reveals his power and wisdom in answer to humble prayer in him as a prayer hearing, prayer answering. God, I'm going to read that again. No matter what you're going through, trust and believe that God knows what you're going through. He did not give you more than you can manage. He's going to give you the tools. He's going to give you that system. Sometimes we can't even accept the tools. Sometimes he has to carry us. So whatever your situation is, know that once you are anchoring God, once you continue to draw closer to him, to become more intimate with him, he will give you victory over your situation. Amen? It says, it is when we come into difficult places that he reveals his power and wisdom in answer to humble prayer. Have confidence in him as a prayer hearing, prayer answering God. He will reveal himself to you as one who can help in every emergency. What? In only some? He will reveal himself to you as one you can help in every emergency. Wow. He will reveal himself to you as one who can help in every emergency. How beautiful that is that, beloved? God is there and is available to assist in every, not just one, not just two, not just a four, every emergency. Amen? It says, he who created man, who gave him his wonderful physical, mental, and spiritual faculties, will not withhold that which is necessary to sustain the life he has given. He who has given us his word, the leaves of the tree of life, will not withhold from us knowledge of how to provide God food for his needy children. How can wisdom be obtained by him who holds the plow and drives the oxen? By seeking her as silver and searching for her as for his treasure, for his God doth instruct him to discretion and doth teach him, Isaiah 28, verse 26. This also cometh forth from Jehovah of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom. This also cometh forth from Jehovah of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom. Verse 28, Amplified Revised Version. He who taught Adam and Eve in every house, in Eden how to tend the garden, desires to instruct men today. There is wisdom for him who drives the plow and sows the seed. Before those who trust and obey him, God will open ways of advancement. I'm going to read that again. Before those who trust and obey him, God will open ways of advance. Let them move forward courageously, trusting in him to supply their needs according to the riches of his goodness. He who fed the multitude with what? 5 loaves and 2 small fishes is able today to give us the fruit of our labor. Have mercy. He who said, to the fishers of Galilee, let down your net for a draught, and who, as they obeyed, filled their nets till they broke, desired his people to see in this an evidence of what he will do for them today. The God who in the wilderness gave the children of Israel manna from heaven still lives and reigns. He still guides his people and gives skill and understanding in the work they are called to do. He will give wisdom to those who strive to do their duty, conscientiously and intelligently. He who owns the world is rich in resources and will bless everyone who is reckoning to bless others. He needs to look heavenward in faith. We are not to be discouraged because of apparent failure. I'm going to read that again. We are not to be discouraged because of apparent failure, nor should we be disheartened by delay. We should work cheerfully, hopefully, gratefully, believing that the earth holds in her bosom rich treasures for a faithful worker to garner, stores richer than gold or silver. The mountains and hills are changing. The earth is waxing old like a garment, but the blessing of God, which spreads for his people, a table in the wilderness, will never cease. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over these with joy, over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Zephaniah 3, verse 17. Right? So now, Sister Powell, I think I'm going to do 2 more minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to read a 2 little portion from The Helpless Poor. It says, blessed is he that considereth the poor. When all has been done that can be done in helping the poor to help themselves, there shall remain the widow and the fatherless, the aged, the helpless, and the sick that claim sympathy and care. And I was looking at a study with something that came up on my phone. It was like a little news. And they were saying so many people are struggling. So many people do not have money to buy food because the products are raising, right? Food prices, have you seen it? They have gone up sky high, and many people are not able to afford it. What are some things we can do as Christians to assist, right? So it says, when all has been done that can be done in helping the poor to help themselves, there still remain the widow and the fatherless, the aged, the helpless, and the sick that claim sympathy and care. Never should these be neglected. They are committed by God himself to the mercy, the love, and the tender care of all whom he has made his stewards, the household of faith. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto some men, a few men, a couple men.
All,
let us do good
men.
Unto all men. especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6 verse 10. The household of faith. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6 verse 10. In a special sense, Christ has led upon his church the duty of caring for the needy among its own members. He suffers this poor to be in the borders of every church. They are always to be among us, and he places upon the members of the church a personal responsibility for them. As the members of a true family, care for one another, ministering to the sick, supporting the weak, teaching the ignorant, and training the inexperienced, so is it the household of faith to care for its needy, so is the household of faith to care for its needy and helpless ones. Upon no consideration are these to be passed upon. I want to read this little portion again. As the members of a true family care for one another, ministering to the sick, supporting the weak, teaching the ignorant, training the inexperienced, so is the household of faith to care for its needy and helpless ones. Upon no consideration are these to be passed away. Now, I'm going to read a little bit from I'm still in the helpless poor. I'm going to go into give, and it shall be given unto you. Do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be what? Shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Luke 6 verse 35. He that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse, but he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. Proverbs 28 verse 27. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Luke 6 verse 38. Mr. Powell, here ends the reading for tonight.
Okay. Can you pray for us, please? Thank you.
I certainly may. I certainly may. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your word. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you have given us, Lord, our treasures, our talent, our time, so that we are able to utilize it to bring glory and honor to you. We're able to utilize it to bring others, Lord, to encourage, to assist. Lord, help us, Lord, to gain the spirit of discernment. Help us, Lord, to know that you have provided these trials and tribulations so that you are able to purify us. And as we see our need, we lay it at your feet, Heavenly Father, praying, Lord, that whatever we stand in need of, you will grant it to us according to your will. Allow this message, Lord, to be one that is stirring, not one that we go and leave and we forget about it, but we will understand our purpose and our duty. Lord, I pray for AJ, Lord. I pray, Lord, that your spirit will confound him even right now. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. Two presentations. God wants us to do good to each other, one another. And if we do good, God will follow us. This evening, my dear beloved, we're on this line. I never realized that Sister Stephanie was going to join because I tried to get her, and I know she was under the weather. So I said, you know what? I know that God will prepare, provide a speaker for us, and he did. So we want to thank you, and despite of the weather and what's going on with the body, God is a God that gave us all the natural remedy that you have been sharing and using and getting some release from and to sharing to others. So I just want to thank you this evening for your presentation of this reading. And my dear beloved, I'm encouraging my brothers and sisters to go back and read Minister of Healing. And these chapters that we have been reading, let us go through it again, chapter by chapter. So I just want to thank Sister Stephanie. And now is the time. I know that we have an individual on the line who would like to rightly share, ask a question or something that you did not understand. If you want to share, just put up your hand, press number one, and I will notice you're on the line, and I will open your line if you want to share. So I just want to thank everyone who joined tonight and coming on. And while today I was on the line, I heard from one of our dear sisters, Sister Lynn, who had a cousin, is in the hospital, not doing well with her lungs, the lungs problem. And I'm asking, my dear beloved, let us lift up Sister Lynn's cousin, that God and his angel will surround her bedside. And the great physician who we know is faithful and is the only physician that we know can do the healing process in the life of our dear sister. So we are asking you to remember her in prayer. And before we close, we're going to close with her with a prayer. If there is no one else want to share or a comment, you know, about the study, we are asking you, please, my dear beloved, to press 1, and I will open the line before we close off in prayer. And I just want to thank everyone tonight for joining. And also remember, tomorrow night is the Sabbath, Friday. We have our preparation day started this evening, the sunset. So let us remember to join our line and also to invite others. And our host tomorrow night will be Sister Carla. So we are asking you all to remember, you know, to invite one, you know, as we are in evangelism, to present God's word to those out there who do not know. So, my dear, there is no one identify themselves that they want to speak, you know. All right, I'm going to open this line. I don't know. I see it going off, 347-622. I don't know if you have a closing or want to say something. Your line is open. Three, four, seven, six, two, two. Your line is open.
Oh, hi, okay. Hello, Mr. Powell.
Hey, good night.
Hello.
Good night. We are here.
Night. Yes, I don't understand what you said. I could do. Could you please repeat?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are closing.
So
we are closing song, okay.
Oh, closing song.
Yes, my dear sister is just looking for a closing song. Thank you, Sister Lynn, for closing off with our song. You're hearing?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just about to start.
All right, my dear beloved, my sister's coming.
November 16. Oh.
All right, any song, my dear sister?
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget.
After I'd wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shout of dispelling with joy, I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I have hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure. There is that mansion sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believe riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Amen. Revealed.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Lynn, for that closing song. Heaven came down and glory washed my soul. We are so thankful to know that we have God, right, who is going to fill us with his righteousness, that when he comes down, my dear beloved, we will be there to go up with him. What a wonderful God we serve. So I just want to give God thanks that we have a Father, we have a Savior who is there for us to help, to guide, to lead, to strengthen us. Even though what is happening now in this world, we know we have a God who is willing and ready with his arms open, my child, my daughter, my son. Come to me, all who are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. So we want to have rest in the Lord. Anyone have a comment or a query that you would like to ask Sister Stephanie to share? You know, we just have a few minutes, 6 minutes, but we are now on the line. I will give you the opportunity to ask that question or query, right, before I close. And we want to thank everyone who joined. There are some names there, you know, on the line. We welcome you on the line, everyone. Those who are new and just for the first time, we thank God that you're able to join us. Well, if you want to hear a minute, you know, you can press 1 so that we will open your line. You know, we just don't want to open the line and you don't identify yourself. So we just ask you if you want to share a minute. We welcome you on the line and we are asking you and just encouraging you that you are no more stranger on the line. We have people calling from the Netherlands, from Africa, from Canada, from Maryland, from New York, from Jamaica, Tennessee, and or Texas, and all over the place, Canada, all over the place, and we welcome everyone. So, my dear beloved, now is the time. We are going to close. We have a prayer, the song from Sister, right? We have a song from our dear Sister Lynn, a while ago, closing song. So we are going to close now again with a prayer. We'll let the word repeat Psalms 91. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Well, good night, my dear beloved. We will talk tomorrow night. Have a blessed night, and thank you all for joining. Just one.